Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program right here on 91.5 FM, Today's Modern Worship. And I do want you to know, today is Monday. Today is January the 17th. I was talking on Friday about thinking on the appropriate things. I got to the very end of the radio program, and I was making a note, and all of a sudden I looked down, and I noticed that the previous note that I had preached, that I'd taught from, was marked January the 13th, and I had spent the entire program thinking that the date on Friday was the 15th, and it was actually the 14th. And so if you have spent all weekend thinking about that error, I want you to go back and listen to the radio program about the thinking about the things that are noble and virtuous and just and all of those things. Think on those things, not on your errors. And folks, I've got to live that out. I can be my harshest critic. I've listened to myself, and I find the errors. So I have to really focus and be intentional on doing what we talked about on Friday, and that is think on these things, live them out, and that the God of peace will be with you. So that was where we were on Friday. Today I want to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. For over four decades, they have been working in residential and light commercial settings, sometimes providing emergency service. They work providing professional sales, services, and repairs for air conditioning problems, heating issues, and electrical fields. And like I say, they've been doing that for over four decades. So if you find yourself in need of their services, or maybe you look at your air conditioner and say, that is never going to make it through another Florida summer, you want to get in touch with them now during the cooler part of the year. You want to get in touch with them now so you can have all of the equipment that is necessary. And the best way to do that at an affordable price is to contact them at 321-632-9538 and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, and that Pastor Bob actually knew that it was Monday, January the 17th. So, the folks at Wyrick Air, they are fantastic people. You will be blessed doing business with them. I am very excited about this new little sub-series that we are going to launch into today about when you seek truth. So far we have seen that when you seek truth, you find truth, but you also find sincerity. You find peace, you find justice, and you find faithfulness. Today we are going to go to the Word of God, and we're going to discover and launch into, we're not going to be able to get through all of this in one day, but you're going to find truth, but you're also going to find that partnered with truth is mercy. So if you will turn in your scriptures this morning all the way to the front of the Bible, to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 32, Genesis chapter 32, and I'm turning there as well. So this is going to be dealing with Jacob, and Genesis chapter 32, verse number 9 says, then Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, return to your country and to your family, and I will deal well with you. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which you have shown your servant. For I crossed over this Jordan with my staff, and now I have become two companies. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and attack me and the mother with the children. For you said, I will surely treat you well and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered. Jacob was on his way back home. He had run off after he had stolen the blessing through fraudulent means from Esau. His mother helped out in that. The household of Isaac and Rebecca and Esau and Jacob is great proof that a dysfunctional family can still be used by God. I mean, there were husband and wife issues. There were generational issues. Both parents had their favorite and they were different. And I mean, it was just not a wholesome situation. And so Jacob was on his journey back to Laban's house, where Rebekah said, look, I want him to find a wife from where I came from, not from around here. And so God encountered him on his way there. He spends 20 years working with Laban, ends up with Leah and Rachel as wives, and now he's on his way back because Laban's countenance towards him had changed. And as the night before he's going to be meeting Esau and the entourage that was coming with Esau, and knowing that Esau had wanted to kill him, just as soon as Isaac died, you know, Esau was, I'm going to kill him. That's a little bit of a sibling rivalry to, you know, extreme measures. And now he's getting ready to come face to face with his past enemy. Would Esau still hate him? Well, the good thing is, if you're going to meet an enemy, you need to meet God before you meet that enemy. And that's what happened with Jacob. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, you told me to return. You told me to come back. You told me I'm following your instructions here. And he said, and I will deal with you. And this is what Jacob says. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which you have shown your servant. Whenever we look at God, we realize his worthiness. Jacob, when he compared all of God's works that he had done in his life up till that point in time, he said, I'm not worthy of the first of these blessings, not the least of these blessings. And here you've brought mercy and truth into my life in abundance. Jacob was a name that meant slanderer or deceiver. It was a person who did not deal with people in an upright manner. And he encountered the God of truth. And God changed his heart and changed his life. Wasn't an overnight issue. There was some bumps along the road. But Jacob said, I'm not worthy of the first truth that you have shared with me. And yet, Jacob was going to be one of the patriarchs along with Abraham and Isaac. There was going to be Jacob. God was going to build his covenant people from these people. And Jacob said, I'm not worthy. In 2022, we live with a predominant mindset of entitlement, that we deserve everything. We deserve the house. We deserve the car. We deserve the clothes. We deserve the game system. We deserve the best internet package. We deserve this and we deserve that. We deserve, I mean, a whole list of things. It was probably 15 or 20 years ago, I saw people that were graduating from college, and they were going out. I'm not even sure that they had their first year of work experience, and they were expecting to have houses as nice or nicer than their parents, cars that were newer than their parents, and they didn't realize that they were just going in deeper and deeper into debt, and what the Bible says, that the borrower is servant to the lender. And they wanted it. They wanted it all, and they wanted it now because they deserved it. And Jacob approaches the blessing of God from an entirely different perspective. He says, "You're the God of mercy, and you're the God of truth. And I'm really not worthy of the first act of mercy that you... I took advantage of Esau when he was hungry. I defrauded Esau while he was away. I took the things that were the most important to him. And then I got to experience the flip side of the coin when Laban defrauded me. And Laban changed my wages 10 times. And God, if you were looking for perfection, you wouldn't have found it with me. I'm not worthy." Okay. Now, I don't want to carry this to the extreme where you begin to beat yourself up so bad that you don't realize that God does not dispense his mercy because of worth. He dispenses mercy because of his love. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." He loves you because he loves you. Okay? Now, you were created on purpose for a purpose. But you need to realize that God's moving and God's forgiveness in your life is because he sees value in what he can make of you. Jacob says in this passage, "I crossed this river all by myself. I didn't have a place to lay my head, and now I come back. And I am an entourage. I have tangible goods. I have a family that loves me." And when is the last time you stopped to count your blessings and you realized that God had done a better job being in control of your life than you did being in control of your life? That God in his truth had been a greater blessing to you than you had been with all of your skills and deception. See, I look at people, and just about everybody I know of has the ability to fall short of what God can do in their life if they try and exclude God from the equation. You can't be as wise as God apart from God's wisdom. You cannot be as powerful as God. You cannot be as good as God. You can't love people, and you cannot be loved apart from God acting in your life. And so as we see that there is this partnership between mercy and truth, Jacob says, "You know what? I'm not worthy of it." The definition of mercy is that we don't get what we deserve. Mercy is we don't get what we deserve. Grace, God's favor in our life, is that we do receive the things that we do not deserve. So a lot of people want favor, but they struggle with the concept of mercy. Here's another thing that I've noticed about mercy is that people want mercy for themselves, but they have a difficult time extending mercy to those around them. If you had asked me, 20 years ago, what is your primary gifting? I would tell you that mercy is my primary gift. I would be merciful to a fault. I wouldn't go around the bush with a person one time. I would go around 4, 5, 6, 7 times. I would go around until, it would become clear. They're not interested in changing. And I had a conversation with a person, and his gift was not mercy. His gift was exhortation. And I remember what he said. He said that there comes a time when if mercy is not being received the way that it is being dispensed, then the most merciful thing that you can do is move mercy out of the way and let exhortation come in. I never forgot that. But mercy isn't because of how worthy we are, but it's because of how good God is. I remember having a time of prayer, and I was away on a business trip, and the people who were putting on this conference had put us up in a really, really nice place. I mean, it was so amazing. The first time that I went, my wife wasn't able to go. Kids were younger and kids were in school and all that sort of stuff. I called my wife and I said, "Honey, whatever it takes, if we ever get invited to one of these things again, you've got to come with me." Now, you need to understand that when we came to Merit Assembly of God, we came to a less than perfect structure. It needed a lot of work. The fellowship hall needed work. The sanctuary needed work. The pews needed repairing. The carpet needed to be replaced. The finances were not good. Just really, really bad. And we came because we responded to God's call, not because of the externals, not because of the package, the salary package, or anything. We just came because God said, come. And so to find myself from the situation where we didn't have heat or air conditioning when we first came to Merit Assembly of God to being put up in a 5-star resort, I was like, "Honey, you've got to come. This, you're not going to believe this." And I was at that conference, and it was a long walk to the parking area. And God spoke to me. I could take you back to the very spot that he spoke to me right now. And he said, "Bob, I've been better to you than you deserve." And I said, "Yes, sir, you have." And he said, "Bob, I've brought you places you would have never been able to get to if you had not said yes to my invitation into full-time ministry. Not about my worth. It's about his goodness." So if you ever find yourself in need of mercy, realize that God is the God of all mercy. The word that we translate mercy is the word hesed, H-E-S-E-D. It's a word that means mercy or goodness, kindness, merciful, love, loving kindness or favor. And here's the point that I want to start out with, is that the more we seek truth, the more merciful we should become. If God's truth is partnered, okay, now I want you to see this. Let me see if I can find the reference real quick. It was in, let's see, where did we find that? Zechariah 7:9 says this, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, execute true justice, show mercy and compassion, everyone to his brother." You see, God says when you seek truth, you're going to find mercy, and along with mercy, you're going to find justice. It's not a silo. You don't just find the one thing. You're going to find that there's an entire package of wonderful blessings that God is wanting to unveil and unleash in your life. And one of those things is mercy. I pray that you will be merciful enough to accept God's forgiveness in your life for all of your failures. See, I say that because I've had to do that. I look back on my childhood, my high school years and things like that, and I can point out more areas where I did wrong than I did right. Not because they were the most frequent, but just because I remember the times that I blew it. And actuality, the people around me saw the things that I did right more than they saw the things that I did wrong. Praise God, what a wonderful thing. You find truth, you find justice. Justice with God is not something that is alienated from mercy. God's justice system is founded on mercy. This holy, righteous God who created mankind, and mankind messed up. And don't beat up Adam and Eve too much. Believe me, you've messed up enough in your life on your own without their input. So have I. So let's extend them some mercy as well. But they didn't realize how good they had it. They lived in a perfect environment. God said, there's only one thing that I'm going to ask you not to do. And they could not avoid it. They chose not to avoid it. And God said, well, the Lamb of God was slain from the foundation of the world. Before the world was ever formed, Jesus had already said, God, I'm willing to go to the cross so that my people can receive mercy. The Bible tells us, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought. We are who we are, and we are where we are because God has been merciful in our lives. And I pray today that you will gladly receive his mercy and gladly extend mercy to your past. But I pray that you don't stop there. I pray that you will extend mercy to those around you. Don't be like the wicked servant who had his incomprehensible financial debt forgiven and wiped out. Wouldn't you like to be rich enough to wipe out a few million dollars worth of debt and say, it's forgiven, don't worry about it? And the guy went out and found another person who owed him a little bit of money, and had him, and instead of showing him mercy, he showed him wrath instead. As a result of him not extending mercy to that guy that owed him money, his debt was reinstated, and his life became incomprehensibly miserable, all because he was not a practitioner of mercy. It's great to be a recipient of both truth and mercy, but we've also got to demonstrate it. By the way, in seeking truth, Jacob's name ends up becoming changed. You know, everywhere he went, what's your name? My name's Jacob. And we don't think about it because it's just a name in our day and time, but that name was not a great name. I'm a deceiver. You can't trust me. I'm a con artist, and I'm not going to tell you the truth. You're just going to, I'm a swindler. And God said, you've wrestled with God, you've wrestled with men, and you've prevailed. And he changed his name to Israel, which means prince of God. Did he deserve that? No. But God is rich, rich in mercy. The more we seek truth, the more merciful we should become. Now, tomorrow's program, I'm going to share with you, and it is one that is such that when I ran across this and immediately had a conversation with somebody that said, how do I respond to a person that's going through this? God said, I just gave you the verse. I just gave you insight into that situation. And so I went and I told the person, said, this is what you need to pass along to them. And so I'm going to, whoops, I just knocked the phone off right here in the radio. Don't call right now. I said, you need to go to this person. It's a revolutionary revelation from God's word in my life, and I can't wait to share that with you tomorrow here on the Refresh radio program. Jacob once again said, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which God has shown his servant. And I pray today that you'll recognize his mercy, not because you're worthy of it, you deserve it, you're entitled to it. It's because he says, I love you the way you are, but I love you too much to leave you that way. And I'm going to show mercy in your life. I'm going to transform you, and we're going to change your family, and we're going to change the world. God bless you. Go out and show somebody some mercy today. And see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.